The power cuts began 16 years ago. Aging and poorly maintained power plants, state-owned power utilities short of funding, and corruption have made them worse. Outages can last anywhere between 6 and 12 hours a day. Some areas are often without electricity for days. Economists say the blackouts are costing the country thousands of jobs and damaging its economy. The government and state utility company call that load shedding, and it's angering much of the country.
Yes, I'm very angry. I'm very angry times 100. I'm very angry. Because when I knock out to work, where I'm supposed to cook, I have to eat bread.
It is time that we took a stand as a people of this country against this corrupt government that we have and fight for what we have as rights in this country. It's time for us to stand together.
Some businesses are suing the government for their losses. The poultry industries had to cull 10 million chicks as shortages of electricity have delayed production. And agricultural producers have asked for exemptions from the blackouts, with many concerned food supplies will be reduced. The National Energy Regulator says the cost of electricity will go up by almost 20% later this year.
Skeptics would argue protests like this one won't end the rolling blackouts. The power utility Eskom says they will continue for at least another 2 years. Despite that, people here are hoping their frustration is heard before it's too late and the economy and country are crippled. Bamida Miller, Al Jazeera, Johannesburg.